कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव.
You're listening to Cyrus Says.
Cock and Bull Kajal returns. Yes, Kajal is going to tell us what it's like to love fish and your mother at the same time. All this and more on Cock and Bull.
Why follow your auntie's advice when you can follow Cyrus Says on Facebook and Twitter to stay updated about the latest shows?
Okay, Cyrus Says becomes Cock and Bull. And of course, at the time of recording, Cock and Bull that is, India is playing Australia in the Wankhede Stadium. Now, let me tell you a story about Kane Richardson, who is an Australian bowler. He may not be in the 11, but he's in the team, in the squad. He was asked about Mumbai and the experiences of being here the last couple of days. And he said he loves the city, but finds that it's not the Wankhede Stadium wicket or pitch that gives trouble. It's more the city itself. Wonderful. He actually had the experience that I had. He went for a jog in the morning, fell into an open pit, metro work that had been incomplete just outside Trident Hotel, unfortunately, and had to be, you know, pulled out by his ankles. And so he was a little upset about all that. And he actually said that last year when they were down, because they were playing after 12 months only, back-to-back, 1 year gap against India in India, last year when he was down, the metro work was at the exact same spot as it is now. This is observation. Neutral person, Australian, not me. This is not me with my urban issues. This is an Australian speaking. Kane Richardson. It's called Cock and Bull. So happy to be on Cock and Bull finally with my two trusted friends, Abbas and Amit, and above all, with a female presence. Kajal, thank you for coming.
Hi, Sal.
And just offline, we were talking about the fact that I was just trying to guess, because I can't remember Kajal being Bengali name, etc. But you, and your surname is Srinivasan.
My surname.
And it turns out you're half Bengali.
My mom is Bengali.
Correct, correct. Mm. And then you said something ridiculous like, I have Bengali eyes.
Yeah.
And I was like, what does that ever mean? I mean, really, what does it mean?
So Bengali women generally have these almond-shaped eyes.
Okay.
Bengali men, they don't have any distinguishing characteristics. Like,
wow, what a diss. What a diss. May I say? It's like, our women are really beautiful, but the men, oh my. And Kaushab, very much Bengali, sitting in the studio, taking pictures, laughing his head off.
See, he will know the names of all the fish, okay?
Please go on.
See, Bengali men are important when you have to cook Sunday lunch. Like, they really know where to get the fish from.
And wow. It's one woman's tirade against 4,000 years. Oh, so they're only good for buying fish, is it?
They're damn good at buying fish.
Wow, what respect, Sabi. They don't have your eyes, but they can really buy fish. But this is dead fish, huh? This is fish which is already... It's not like they can actually fish.
Bengalis would eat sushi, Cyrus.
All right. Uh-huh. Okay, fair enough. Don't go there. Stay on track. Stay on track. Yeah. Huh. So anything else you want to tell us about Bengali culture? Men, vis-a-vis males?
So, Nishant Tanwar, a comedian, has a joke that when a Bengali boy is born, when he comes out from the womb, he already has a cigarette butt in his hand.
Kaushab is laughing at all this because he's just acknowledging that he smokes. He's so happy. He said, not my fault. Bachpan se hai yaar, baadat.
Bengali men generally review movies, like,
yeah. Art in general.
Yeah. So what we've picked up so far, Amit Doshi, please write it down. Bengali men do not have almond eyes. Sure. Okay, they don't look very impressive according to her. Okay. They're very good with fish and buying of fish and holding the fish close to their hearts. And above all,
they're film reviewers.
They're film reviewers, and their harmfulness of tobacco is not something they get into.
Tobacco, right? I don't know about.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Oh, excellent. Have you dated a Bengali man?
No, I haven't.
Do you plan to?
No.
Disgusting. Unfortunately, we haven't mic'd you up. But why are you laughing? Your laughing is like you're making her feel more, you know, like she's on the right path here. You're glorifying her thoughts.
He's agreeing with
He's agreeing with everything. Yes. He loved the fact that your joke about the guy, kid being born with a cigarette in his hand. Kaushab thinks it's the most beautiful sentence in the English language. Bengali smoke a lot. So what you're saying is, whatever the government does at the center, tobacco will stay and smoking will stay in Bengal. All right, Kajal, now we're going to get lots of hate mail, thanks to you. So you'll be there to deal with it as well.
I think we have quite a few Bengali fans. I remember I see a lot of Rays and Ghoshes and stuff like that on our Twitter and stuff like that.
They're reviewing your show.
For their mothers. While buying fish. Get it right. All right, let's start our formal show. We've got lots of interesting things lined up because Mr. Abbas does his research. Go on.
Big time research. Yeah, he sent like two emails, not just one.
Two emails. A cover email. Hey guys, check out this email.
And the first email had a lot of politics in it. So Kajol was like, I'm sick of politics.
Yeah, I'm also sick of politics.
I know.
And also, the other show I do is all about politics.
Like,
I need a break.
Stories on CA. Yeah, right? True. I mean, like, I get that.
I guess we know where his heart is. Not with the fish.
Thank you very much, Kajol. Because, yeah, even I saw that first email. I'm like, CA. And I mean, I understand it's important. I understand.
And doesn't he know the alphabet? It's not CA, it's ABC. I mean, come on.
That's all he does on Twitter all day, Abbas. He's retweeting CA posts.
But let's face it, that's about 75% of anybody who's having a serious conversation.
I agree.
In the Indian
context, 100%.
That's all that's 100%.
Right. It's important. I understand it's important. But I also.
But for us, we want to give it only 10% of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly,
yeah.
About
it. No, we've discussed it at length in the last 3 episodes.
Huh. In the meantime, I would just like to say one last thing. Yeah. India Today had a sting on the entire thing.
Yes.
Where they've exposed certain people saying they did it. Maine kiya, haan, maine kiya, main toh karega, dubara karega, all that. Mm. And no action has been taken or anything has been filed.
At the time of recording.
At the time of recording, yeah. So that's good to know. No judgment. It's good to know. Back to the Bengalis. With Kajol. First topic then. Non-CA.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Huge. Parsi community was shocked. Bengali community is still buying fish, so I'm not so shocked. Yeah. Amazing. Let's go. Let's start with the lady. What do you feel?
I feel she's facing a lot of racism. Like, do you know that the
it's a sort of anger that caused this.
No, it's not that. The UK tabloids are brutal.
Disgusting.
So,
and the internet, by the way. Hello.
But the UK tabloid is actually bad? Worse than Twitter. No, but you know what?
Did you say worse than Twitter?
Yes, I did.
Poor old Twitter. He was supposed to be the intellectual standing there and holding ground, yeah. Now he's the Sun, the Daily Mail. Yeah.
So Princess Michael of Kent. Okay, I don't know why she's
Princess
not...
Michael?
Yeah, I don't know why.
This is another Bengali thing.
No, it's not.
The male female thing, no? Huh?
No, she's married to Prince Michael.
No, tell me about Bengali. No. Why is it all male tense?
No, she's a direct descendant of the royal line.
No, she's not. Princess Michael is a baroness from Germany who married Michael.
Okay,
Amit, don't argue with a woman who knows about a lady called Michael. Obviously, she's done a bloody research. I'm so sorry.
So she went for lunch with Meghan and she wore this blackamoor brooch. Okay, now these brooches...
What does that mean?
These brooches are...
As against these brooches, my family. Go on.
They're stylized African slave brooches.
Oh, come on. Are you serious?
I'm serious. There's a picture of
the brooch. Doesn't know this?
No, she knew it. So she apologized.
One second. If she knows this, why would she even wear it?
Because forget
what a person feels. Just from a common sense point of view, I'm saying. No, forget what they may be racist. I give you that. But
that's what they're not aware of that they're racist.
So she's saying they're aware of that they're racist.
If she's aware that she's a woman called Michael, she should know everything else.
No. I read about this too. But I mean, like, this woman's had has a history of this kind of stuff, right? I mean, like, she's just,
so is she trying to symbolically send a metaphorical message or something? She's trying to.
I'm pretty sure.
So she is, right? Obviously, yeah. It's too close to not be true.
So she apparently got into an argument in the middle of some restaurant in New York and shouted to like a bunch of
African
waiters that go back to the colonies or something
that. So I mean, that's the best you can do after 400 years of sledging? Go back to the colonies?
Yeah.
Well, for Parsi, it'll be like, hamari baag yahan se. What the hell is that? Yeah. So she is a racist, a proven racist, or is that too much?
A lot of UK. Meghan has faced.
Listen, you already antagonized the Bengalis. Now you're going after the Brits. Yeah.
Okay,
just
I'm
be
not,
careful.
I'm not. Huh. But Meghan has faced a lot of racism.
No, but that's anonymous sort of people in many cases. I mean, this is a lady. Okay, but I'm saying, okay, they're just there to prick you and rile you. But this is a member of the royal family going for a highfalutin lunch, which is covered in all by everybody and their mother. Why would she? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Why would she come across as such like a you know, I mean, why?
Exactly.
And you said there are no coincidences.
Yeah, she clearly
so it's not a coincidence. It's not a mistake. I matched this with this outfit with that.
Yeah,
boom.
This is like, you know, it's like somebody doing blackface and thinking that it's the same.
But he was 20. And he won. So racism is alive and kicking.
Sure. Sure.
Huh. Sorry. So this is a fact. What kind of story is this, man?
It's insane, right? I mean, like, but you know, I mean, like, I think it's great, right? I mean, like, that these guys decided to say.
Should we just accept that we're all racist in some way? Which is petty Indian. World people.
It's a sign of the times, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this whole monarchy and royal family.
Yeah.
The fact that it's over and done. Like, it's, they're tourist attractions at best right now.
Which, you may see all this, but they're like brand ambassadors for that country. And it's, if you talk to a hardcore Brit, they're mostly royalists. If you have any friends who are actual Brits, one thing they take seriously is their royal family. You can't mess with that too much.
I think that's true for a lot of people.
No, Amit, there's a lot of royalists, man. A lot of royalists.
There are royalists.
For Queen and Country, it's the national anthem, for God's sake. God save the Queen.
We have a lot of BJP supporters in this country as well, right?
Yeah, but they want us to change our lines also. But
I'm just saying that it is. There are differing opinions on that, right? I mean, like, you read stuff, right? Who's the guy who got caught in the Epstein thing? Prince Andrew, was it?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. His letter, like, again, Abbas sent me this.
So, why are you going to stay in his house? Right?
Huh?
Why are you going to stay in his house?
Well, no, I mean, he's...
No, post the controversy, after the guy got bailed. So that was...
It's just insane, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was reading his whole thing, right? So he's the only other guy who...
What's it? You talking about Harry or Epstein?
Andrew.
Oh, sorry, Andrew, yeah.
So Andrew and Harry are the only two people in recent past who have stepped away from royal duties.
Right.
Right? And so I was reading... So basically, there was this kind of...
What motivates you to do that?
Context, right? And in that sense, right? And so I was reading the Andrew letter, right? And I'm just looking at this, and the letter is so disingenuous in so many ways, and this is such a ridiculous, such an anachronistic.
Give us crumbs from that letter, no?
It was just basically, it was like, I cannot do my duty because it's a distraction for all the charities, but you know, I've asked Her Majesty to allow me to go. It's just fucking mom. I've asked Her Majesty.
It's a formal letter.
It's like Rahul addressing Sonia Gandhi as the Congress president.
So all he has to say, mom in brackets, Her Majesty to you. I mean, he has to be clear because it's a formal letter.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I still feel like it's just such a ridiculous...
Or you have a picture of him being dragged by his mother by the ear across the courtyard of Buckingham Palace saying, who called mom? Who called mom?
But I can't believe that the I'm asking you a question. Exists in this area.
Oh, now listen, you are so anti-bloody-royalty.
I am anti-royalty.
You're brand ambassadors for the country.
I am anti-royalty because in today's context.
They don't serve any purpose anymore.
No, they do serve a purpose. It's intangible purpose. It keeps a country together. They have pride in the monarchy.
They voted for Brexit. What keeps the country together?
Two different issues altogether.
No,
two
but who do they have pride
they
in?
They are royalists. By and large, they are.
No, they are not by and large
I
royalists.
Speak to more British people every day.
I'm sure you
I
do.
Go to Leopold. So I have that fact-finding mission.
I'm sure you
relic
do.
Of a bygone era.
Oh, Leopold?
No.
That too. Talk to Farang. Farang
that
will
die. Too, yes.
Take my name and Farang will give a discount. It'll upset. How much you want? 20% of the top, I'll get it out. Kajol,
yes.
The voice of reason. Tell us. Do you think that in all this Megan issue and all that, they're disenchanted with everybody in the way they've been treated, and it's really irritated them. It's almost like, screw you, world. I don't want to be part of this.
I'm thinking of Megan's point of view. She's a successful actress.
Yes.
Now she's in a scenario where she can't even have a social media account.
Yeah.
It would kill me. Like, you're giving up something.
And you can't stop this virus, in a sense, of people, the hate mail or whatever you
no,
want to
you
call
can't.
It. It's like the train has left the station. There's nothing you can do about it.
But I...
It's just too many people doing it.
If I was a successful actress and...
You're not? Why are you on my podcast? I wanted Zina Daman. I told you. Everybody knows Zina Daman.
Yeah.
Bloody kids out here. One Delhi girl who said, I don't know, Kapil Dev, you know, I cried that night. I put my head in my mother's lap, you know, and said, what's wrong with you? I said, I just need comfort. Because I met someone who doesn't know Kapil Dev is. I mean, what world am I living in? Who do I talk to anymore? You know, suddenly your world is gone. It's like that. They've taken your world away. Sorry.
Where was I? Yes.
No, I just want to know, why would you give it... I know this is a difficult question because you're getting inside their heads, but why would you throw away this easy job?
So
it's easier than the podcast.
Is it easy?
If I was...
In a sense, it's easy, Amit. They're celebrated everywhere they go. They just... They don't really have to do anything.
That's the thing.
You can't have
Meghan Markle,
a baby.
Meghan Markle
you pat a dog. You have a pint with the troops. How much?
Meghan Markle was never really accepted in that circle. She was always isolated.
What is the reason why you would throw away the easy life?
It's not the easy life.
Okay, suppose I was a working actress and the prince proposed to me.
That's the big batch that you're getting, but I'm saying the actual work is what?
Wait, but suppose I'm a known actress and the prince proposes to me. I wouldn't be able to say no to it because I'd be thinking, am I refusing the biggest opportunity of a lifetime? But
so that time she romanticized the whole job.
I would have done.
Okay, and then she realizes it's not as romantic a concept as she thought.
Do you know that there are two ways to sit when you're in public for a duchess?
One with legs spread, one with legs across.
No.
Oh, sorry. I had a dachshund called duchess. You should tell a baby.
There are rules for everything. You can't even leave the dinner table until the queen has finished, and that's everything.
That's okay. That's like my wife telling me if I don't finish
exactly
everything.
This is exactly why Rose went for Jack in Titanic. Because he was... She was sick of the customs, and she was like, "Here's this freewheeling guy who lives on a whim."
Also, to your point,
too many rules, basically. Yeah,
no, but even about to your point, right? That she's giving up this job. Are they really? They're still Harry and Meghan.
Yeah, but they won't be called for any functions. They won't.
Yeah, but I mean, like, dude, seriously. Okay, so they don't get called for royal functions.
The stock exchange,
they'll be called for influencer. They'll be called for influencer meetups. Are they really giving up that much in that
if
sense?
If I was Meghan, I would have kept the job. I would take the insults here and there and say, forget it.
The amount I of love celebrity queen. That they
Oops,
have.
Did I just say that? I'm sorry.
The fact that you're calling the family a job, isn't that the problem itself?
Because it is. I don't think it, you know, that's the way it is. Your job is the fact that you represent this family. But what's the big deal? See, you're not thinking about it as brand ambassador. Oh. It's exactly like being Pepsi brand ambassador.
This happens in India all the time where a new couple decides to go away from the joint family. It's just playing out on a...
Larger scale.
Have you seen The Crown on Netflix?
I want to see that. I've been hearing so much about it that you must watch.
My wife forced me to watch a little bit of it. But I'm not that gungo because Churchill didn't look like Churchill.
It doesn't matter.
It hurts me.
So I was reading the editorial. So went into a little bit of a rabbit hole when I was reading about this, right? There was an editorial on the New York Times about this issue with Meghan and Harry leaving. They referenced The Crown in that editorial. I mean, like, apparently, this is everywhere. Every place I'm reading
The Crown is like now Hamlet. It's a piece of literature. It's like you reference the context. Yeah. The Crown, episode 4. Wow.
And I'm just, as I was reading this, I was like thinking, like, is Netflix playing the New York Times for, like, placement?
Are they one and the same thing? Do we live in a time when Netflix and the New York Times is the same thing? We don't know.
But it's a very sensitive take on the entire... You get to know that...
The Crown now you're talking about?
Yeah, Crown, okay. Yeah. The duty is so much more than the life.
Right. But there's a parody called The Royals, which I enjoy much more. Have you all seen that?
No.
Hilarious. Lots of fun.
Yeah.
Prince Charles' ears are even bigger. I marvel at that. When you have an organ which is extremely large, you can't help but stare at it. I'm sorry. I will not repeat that sentence again, but you know what I mean. Adam Gilchrist, the wicketkeeper, I used to love looking at his ears. Big ears. Abbas, you've been a virgin too long. You need a lady. Sorry, let's get back. One last word on this whole thing. So all those who think that they've done the right thing, all those who think they haven't, and all those who don't care.
Put myself in this third category.
Don't care. Giving it too much information and consequence.
I care in the sense that I think that
There are bigger problems in the world.
No, the quicker the abolition of all kinds of royalty.
You're so anti-royalty, Baba.
I am.
What happened to the May Queen ball? Rustam Bagh, we have this May Queen ball. Huh? Some of the prettiest girls come out of that. You know that Katie? Katie, who won last year, is so gorgeous. She's going to go to films. Particles can pick in the air. It's not a problem. I'm telling you. They can pick. And so I want May Queen Ball to continue. Navy Queen Ball has to continue. All these big things we have. Because of the word queen. No, that's not right. So you're really anti-royalty.
I'm against the idea of inherited power. I'm against the idea.
What? Yeah. What is Indian families, business families?
I don't like that.
You just, one of them just mentioned it.
That's not what I'm saying.
It's.
Come on. What are you going to do?
Nothing. Amit,
you don't have kids. Once you have kids, it all changes. It's all about that. The clan is everything. We are clannish people. Okay. We are clannish.
I think that it's not the best thing in the world, but whatever.
I agree, but you don't have kids.
I don't.
You're screwed after that. It's like having four testicles. can you tell us your spin?
I think they did absolutely the right thing.
So you empathize a lot with her.
Totally.
You think it's not worth the pain and how dare they disrespect someone? What has she done?
Exactly.
She's an actress. She married someone. She's like, not done a crime of any kind.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you call her all kinds of names. And this color thing, after all these years, people just can't get over this color thing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Why are you so dark?
Can't help it.
What's your take? No royal prince proposed to me. Will too.
No, I think it's a great decision. Meghan has signed a voiceover deal with Disney, and I think Harry is also going to be seeing TV shows.
You guys are so cynical. Your great decision because these guys are making money on the side, and that's what they're doing.
But that's
what
they're
also not in the royalty thing at all.
No time for that.
Nope.
Are you in an Indian context?
Indian what royals are like?
Supposing if we had, well, they are, but they're just not given any power. But
exactly, yeah. Yeah. Later, let them be there.
You won't want a king and a queen.
No.
We have a sort of king and a prince.
We have king and king. Kingmaker and king.
King, yeah. Pointing the king in the right direction. Yeah. Okay, whatever you want to call that. King's Google. Yeah, okay. I get what you're saying. All right. Do we have time for one more topic or are we going to break?
Let me
suggest a topic.
Yeah, please.
I was looking at your social media yesterday.
Okay, mine?
Yours.
Okay.
And I found out that just this week you became the father of a teenager.
Right, I did. caught me for a second. Because I had sex so many years ago, but then I did. So you could be right. Yes, I did.
But I think that is an interesting thing that we should unpack a little bit. Your daughter is now a teenager.
I looked at it's amazing. It's just scary because they grow up very quickly. Mm. I remember the point where my wife told me, now you can't give her a bath anymore. I was like, okay, awkward conversation, but listen to this. I was like, because I was reading, I was like, why? Says she's now 7 and now you can't. Because I used to love both my son and daughter just having baths.
Yeah.
Because baths is the easiest parental job ever. You go in, you put the shower on and you're party, you spit, you throw things, you slap, you drop the soap, you kick it. I mean, you all get rubbish and you're a parent, you know? So that's the kind of job I wanted. And when she took that away from me, I feel like the royalty. When she took that away from me, I felt like Megan. I was like, you're taking away my...
Felt like Megan.
Yeah, my reason for living. Because what do I contribute? Except for earning money a little bit here and there, which I am forced to do. What else do I do as a parent? I give them the showers. And so I was very upset. And now this is another point. It's like when boys shave and all that. You feel that they're going away from the nest, so to speak. And so with my daughter also turning 13, the fear now there'll be boys at some point. can I say to everybody, I hate boys.
You can wait to her boyfriends on the podcast. You can interview them on this show.
Ah,
and then the audience
can interrogate them also.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right. We can put them in a harness and all that. They'll be like Stephen Hawking, only a shed operating. Sorry, no disrespect to fans. Lovely guy. And haven't really met him, but yeah. Hmm, okay.
I asked you a question though. You were wearing a Hutch t-shirt in that video.
So,
I was actually wondering.
They sponsored rugby in whatever 2010,
11. Hutch hasn't existed.
Yeah, correct, but like my pal Neil White. Years. I have a pal called Neil White who's he thinks I'm his NGO. So he keeps giving me shirts from the rugby squad of that year, and these fit me really well. So I have 3-4 of them. I wear them all the time.
Okay.
I find them very comfortable because there's what was that sweat resistant thing?
Where
basically the sweat goes from you. It doesn't stay in the shirt. Hmm. So because you know you may not have noticed, guys, but I'm a bit of a sweaty. I'm the kind of guy. I need to go to like Norway to live. You know, I just can't bear this heat. So 13. Terrible. Yeah.
You should be happy, right?
No, it's a bit sad because she's becoming a young woman, Abbas. Now, she'll not need a father soon.
That's true.
Now, what job do I have? I don't know. I'm a podcast, it's a couple of hours.
She'll be the magazine.
Kajal, can I hang with you?
You can hang with me. You can buy fish style.
I hate fish, by the way.
The only fish parts is just boy.
No, they eat everything. Don't worry.
When
I was young, my mother would take me to the market and I had to carry everything in the orange bag. I remember I hated that. She'd be like, we're going to the market. And I was like, what? And the only thing I liked to see was a crab's walk. You know, and then you know what they do to the crabs, right? When they make them and how they make them. You know, right, guys?
It's a terrible story.
Boil them.
Okay. I said, you know, and ask you to tell us. Let's take a break while we digest that terrible piece of information. And I'll write my letter to Megan. Dear Megan, do not worry. Royalty is overrated. Come and do a podcast with us. No racism here. A little bit of sexism we do have. Right, Kajal?
Lots of it.
Break. All right, back here with the swinging trio. Kajal has abused every male in Bengal and any Bengali outside Bengal, unfortunately. She's also attacked people who, well, rightly so, but why do people do that? Why? I don't understand. How do you spend your whole day just taking digs at some famous person who you have no lena dena with actually? Why would you do that after a period of time? And the same people go on doing it.
What's the name of your TV show? The one that you do about some news thing?
may I say in my defense? Okay, have your laugh. Have your victory. Enjoy it. May I just say, that's a political show. Right?
Yes.
They are not, I don't see these people as political people in that sense per se.
I agree.
I see them just like, you know, I mean, they've just been pushed up there to be part of a royal family, which doesn't do much.
Right.
But it represents a certain thing. That's it.
It's because...
And we're talking about racism. As far as I know, we haven't done too much racism on our show.
Of course not. No, we have. It's not the same
but
thing.
But it wasn't intentional.
No, but it's not the same thing. I get that it's not the same thing.
It's also political. One of our writers
this is different than...
That Shakya fellow used to write for us. He's very racist.
Was it because he was dark?
Like, I didn't say that. You guys are on a roll today. Bring the crabs and Shakya. What do you leave something for us? Okay. Topic time.
So a billionaire in Japan is looking for a partner to take to the moon, which Kajal has more details about.
Kajal, this is something that has changed your life.
I have applied to be his life partner and go to the moon with him.
What do you mean by applied?
It's a reality show.
But have you been chosen for the show?
No, I've applied last night.
Did you apply in Japanese?
No.
How the hell does he know what you're saying?
It's all in English, Cyrus. It's all over the world. He wants any woman over 20 can apply.
Okay, I like that. And what is the ceiling?
The guy's 44.
And what is the ceiling? The end number?
There's no ceiling.
So even a 90-year-old woman can apply?
Yes.
Can a man apply?
No.
He's been clear about that.
He's been very clear.
Only women.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Bloody hetero. Bloody hetero.
Why would you want to take your date to the moon, though?
I would take lots of dates to the moon if I could come back alone. Yes.
The geographical location isn't comfortable.
Well, the Frank Sinatra song, Take Me to the Moon. All, so many
artists. That was a metaphor.
No, so many poets write about the moon and love and romance. He's taking you all the way to it. Come on.
And is there any plan of what they're going to do there?
The spacecraft is going to orbit the moon. It's Elon Musk's first tourist space venture.
Yeah, it's orbital,
even if they have sexual relations, it's just the geography which is interesting. The moon. That's, you know, everything else is the same. They'll have wine, cheese, meat.
You have nothing. You're sitting in an astronaut. Yeah. You're sitting in an astronaut thing. You're just taking a circle and coming back.
She never takes a spacesuit off.
It's not like
sex in a spacecraft.
The lady doesn't take a spacesuit off.
This is not Star Trek.
This is a 1 minute. What shows are y'all watching? Back on Lobster Tube. I saw this show and there's a rocket launching Lobster 10, 9, Cube. 8, 7 okay. And at 1 the lady takes her clothes off. Yeah, I thought that's what happens. That's why you do the countdown. You mean out of the countdown the clothes are still on? I'm not applying. It's crazy.
You're not supposed to.
Would you actually go if you won?
Of course.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Is it scary?
Scary going to the moon or scary going with...
I'm worried going to Delhi.
Every guy I've ever dated, like, no one's ever had this amazing original date idea, okay? Most of them are like, come home, I'll cook something.
These are men?
Yeah.
Bengali men with fish?
No. They are jobless men who make Maggi.
Oh, wow. And they think they've got it all down pat, huh? I get girl, offer Maggi, home, appliances, she in bed, 2 minutes. Wow.
This is actually something to get back at his ex, because it says the entrepreneur recently split up from actress girlfriend Ayame Gorky, 27.
Is
has
that
asked
truth?
Women to apply.
I think it is. I mean, it is a dramatic.
He has a worldwide canvas, so it's like a piece of theater just to make her feel bad.
Look what you're missing.
Yeah.
The guy's a 44-year-old self-made billionaire. People know what, you know, I mean, like, he's a high-profile guy. He was
and
a
if she left this guy with that kind of money, then obviously there's a real reason.
Well, huh? I mean, he might.
Maybe he's left-handed. Women hate that.
Yeah.
I heard, do you like left-handed men?
I don't care.
There is a pattern of women leaving wealth and...
really? Not in India?
In this episode, because Meghan Markle now is girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, she's not left the pot yet, the honey pot in a sense. She signed up something.
What I find interesting about the whole thing is it's like a reverse Swayambhar, right? Hmm. This whole thing.
Hmm.
Where the guy is picking from people who are applying. And like, you know, that's our old Swayambhar used to be the woman who picked from the people who would go. Hmm. So that was kind of fun.
The form was quite nice.
So tell us, what do you have to do? What's the test?
You have to just enter. You have to just fill up the form.
Which is what? Just names and details like that or more?
Name, a height.
Why height? I'm just, my dirty mind is trying to think what's in his mind. Anyway, maybe his rocket is really small. I mean, in a sense, you know what I'm saying? I mean, how do you travel? I mean, don't be dirty. Come on. Then you can laugh, Kajal.
Can you please cut that line?
You're not the Dalai Lama on our show. You can laugh because you want to laugh.
Don't ruin my chances of winning this, Cyrus. I'll waste you from the moon.
You think I can see? I can't even see from Malbadil to Walkeshwar.
Isro will see. So, age, height, hobbies, what you do.
So, aapne kya likha? I would love to hear.
Your main selling point.
Hey, come on. What do you write?
I can't tell you.
What do you give, Kajal?
I don't, people, see, the deadline is 17th of Jan and I don't want any competition.
Can you give me one of the hobbies?
Dancing.
Boring. I mean, if you win with this information, I'm 5'7". I like dancing. Wow, this is the girl for me. I think it's too much, boss. To go to the moon on just this much is ridiculous.
That was
so. What is it? What is the special thing that you've got?
I can make people laugh.
But then there'll be others who'll say that, no? No one's laughing. No one's laughing now.
Did you have to prove your age or anything of that sort? Like
no, that's only in our government. This is Japan. You don't know all these lists and all they don't have there. They send them the email. Okay, I come. Here you have to show this card, that card. They verify here.
Not
in Japan.
There's going to be a reality show in Japan. Achha, okay. In Japan. Hmm. And
you think in Japan. You have to do it from wherever you are.
No, they're going to have an actual reality show.
Like physically come to a place and do it.
Yeah.
Not from your own comp.
Japanese reality shows are a big market, actually.
Huge.
Yeah.
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 Well, we've gone. Huh. We are seeing we won 5 each.
And then the last thing is, what is your view of Mr.
You don't even know his name.
I will learn it.
You're gonna win. She's a girl of his dreams who loves dancing. I don't know your name.
It's okay. You get to know.
Yo, you really love him. You really love him, Kajal. This is the guy for you. This is love.
And then you will send a picture.
Ah, do you send the slightly, sexy one?
Yeah, totally.
Smiling at camera and all that?
I have a picture in an astronaut costume.
That would be too much, I think. He's too eager. With a bag in hand. Abhi poncho.
Oh, man.
Lovely. Only Indians can be this eager. It's like how they announce the flight number and we all rush. It's like, she's already ready to go from the door. Astronaut penke. Outfit penke.
I think that's what gave Kajol the entire idea. I have this picture.
Stupid Canadian woman trying to compete. What? She's in her dress, still with her puppy and kid and all that. But nothing. This is it.
I feel that he'll appreciate something.
I think so.
Yeah, because, why else would he advertise? Right?
Why else?
He would want a woman who is eager to go to space. That is there. That he has to be eager to go to space.
Yeah. Does he mention coming back from space? Because that is always when we go for an event, I always look at return ticket. For me, return ticket shows the client really likes you. Going there, though, you'll take you there.
The dark side of the moon and all
that. Oh, wow, Pink Floyd. So you really quote, when you want to. So what is what else? What is the final?
That is it.
And that's it?
Yeah.
And no, there's no money at the bottom?
I'm not paying.
But you have to read the
I read everything.
Mutual funds are subject to market risk.
Everything is free, of course.
You're sure?
Yes.
Okay, and then it's a marriage proposal proper?
No.
You'll become Mrs. whatever his name is that you don't know? Then
not,
what?
No, this is just for the journey.
Just for the journey?
Yeah.
Then you must go.
Yeah.
No, it's a...
He's looking for a life partner.
Yeah. It's a date.
But do they marry like how you
not
do in...
Not before
they
go there. Sounding like an Indian now.
No, because I see that. What is that show, Bachelor? My daughter or what? Yeah. What is
that
Bachelor?
That is
why I'm... In those shows, they marry, na?
No, not really.
They're supposed to marry at the end.
Some of them they have.
That's cheating.
I think one has.
Raki.
One has, yeah.
Raki ki Swayambar or whatever started it.
Like 6 months.
They got married. They got married, no?
One got married amongst many.
One or two have to get married. You can't get married only one.
I'm sorry, 20 seasons. The show is one season.
Season 24.
American one
only. Indian one also, one got married. Rahul Mahajan and that girl.
And we all know how that
goes. That's not the point, yeah. After that, my father has nothing to do with marriage.
There is no... You can't force anyone to marry for a reality show.
But the public is not an idiot, now.
You choose the person, then you go out.
So she's going to get married or not? Just tell me that.
Ask
Listen,
her.
He's not said anything about marriage. It's about life partner. I don't care.
Can I say something? And please don't get angry with me.
Yeah.
If a man is showing you his rocket, shouldn't you marry him? From our culture point of view, the limit to hona chahiye na life mein.
That's not our culture.
That is not
Japanese.
Our culture.
Our subculture?
That was our culture.
It's 20.
The Gali ka culture.
People do live in relationships now.
Acha. Yeah. Acha. Obviously, he doesn't want that. He's taking a far away move. Yes. Have you met my mom? Blast off! All right, excellent story. Excellent. I hope you win. I want to see what really happens then, yeah. I would be pissing to go there. But this is, you hear about all these things now, malfunctioning, not to quote
it's
from
scheduled
ISRO.
Scheduled for 2023, by the way.
But still, it doesn't mean that they'll get it right. Yeah, it's not like that.
Yeah.
And again, this is the first tourist flight that they're talking about. So yeah.
It's been going on. Richard Branson also, all of them been going on about this, right?
Yeah, but I think Elon Musk has already sent a bunch of stuff to space, right?
Right. So, including some of his last year comments. Oof, that guy's a strangey. All right, next.
Next. We're talking about Indian public being smart, no? So I think maybe talk about that Big Boss thing.
Again, Kajol has more info about this. So
the Kajol special. Which sounds like a rocket. Kajol bull.
No. So there was violence on Big Boss.
Yeah.
And
televised violence. Huh.
I won't say choreographed.
No, I didn't look choreographed.
Believe me. But
you can't push people to start.
It's like a conductor with a different instrument. You sort of get the violin up, you get the guitar down, whatever. You need to do all that.
But Siddharth Shukla actually held
But if you hint to them that you can take it a little further and all, they'll go over enthusiastic, cut it through things.
I think
That's not the point.
They probably were pushing the emotional aspects of things, right? Because these two people apparently are seeing each other in Big Boss. I have never seen Big Boss, but this is what
Have you seen Kabir Singh?
I have.
Kabir Singh, the movie.
This was more or less like Kabir Singh.
Okay.
I mean, there is this very physical violence.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Over
and,
a girl and all
be
that.
A relationship.
Yeah.
Can you break it down for us? So two people who are seeing each other got physical on the show.
Yeah, and physical meaning he held her down with
but
her
he hit
arms.
Her. Because even there in the movie, they sort of allowed for, if you want, sexism or
no,
violence
but
against
in
women.
A, in a movie, it is quote-unquote fake, right? This is supposed to
it's
be
a character of
reality
yeah,
show.
This is,
yeah.
And it's on prime time and it's on TV.
But it's being endorsed in a way. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. So where do you... Why in season 11 are we drawing lines about what can and cannot be shown?
Well, I think the issue that people are talking about is that when violence has occurred before, they've generally kicked contestants off. In this case,
okay.
they're not.
And they allowed it to go on for a little bit.
Yeah.
Which they should have nipped it.
This season, they've had a lot of violence. They've had slapping. People have been throwing tea at each other.
Right.
People have injured their fingers.
So it's not a Karan Johar film anymore.
No, it's not.
It never was.
I think after Dolly Bindra, it never was.
Yeah, Dolly Bindra changed it. I like Dolly Bindra.
See, here's the thing, right? When Sunny Leon came on Big Boss,
you know your Big Boss. You get to go on my rocket, beta. I'll take you for
that
a trip.
That doesn't sound very enticing. Huh? So those who are opposing it, one of the legal sort of their points was that adult content cannot be shown on Indian TV before 11 p.m.
But that's after
right?
11.
And Big Boss is telecast at I think 9 o'clock or 10 yeah. o'clock. Right?
10 o'clock, no?
So
something.
Or Friday one time, Saturday one time, the repeat, huh?
Yeah, Saturday then. Is the I think the when Salman Khan shows up.
Huh.
So why? I mean, does this fall under that scenario where?
No, but what action has been taken against these
whatever
two?
Goes is fine.
What action taken against the male? What's the male's name?
Siddharth Shukla.
Siddharth Shukla. What is that?
I don't know.
Is he off the show?
No, he's not.
He physically abused this girl in front of everyone.
Yeah.
And there's no action taken against him.
No.
What's the point of that?
It's dumb. It's dumb.
How can you do that? This is spoiling the show.
What Big Boss does, right? I mean, they do this kind of shit, right? They do this kind of stupid, lowest common denominator.
That's what I'm saying.
So what is this Siddharth Shukla said on camera after that?
I don't think he said anything. I think that
to explain what happened.
I don't know that.
Has ladai hoti hai? Sab parivar mein ladai hoti hai. We fight. Isme kya hai? Don't make big deals. What did he say?
No, I don't know that he had. At least
I don't know if he's justified it, but the net is justified.
File a case of what's it called?
How is the net justified?
They're like, she slaps him as well.
Oh, okay.
And a lot.
No, one second. Let's face it. The male hitting the female is the bigger problem
obviously.
Here.
Yeah.
You know, so let's just focus on that.
Huh.
And we're doing it on camera and getting away with it and sort of may win the Big Boss then.
That's just ridiculous. Twitter is crazy about him winning Big Boss.
They're all saying, well done, well done. I hate my wife.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Not even funny.
But doesn't that then serve the purpose? It's getting more eyeballs. It's creating a buzz, and that's exactly what.
So
the
end justifies the means of what you're saying.
For a show like this,
so it's not exactly.
Yeah, but
like
even
Boss,
for a show like this, you draw the line like, on things
that's
like
what
violence.
Big Boss wasn't a tastemaker.
What'll be next? Molestation? What? Where did it go from here?
Well, I mean, that's happened in some of the other Big Bosses across the world. That kind of thing.
Molestation, rape.
Well, I mean, like it didn't get shown on television, but it's happened in the houses.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, you know, that kind of stuff does happen.
So, you two actually watch Big Boss across 42 countries. And then you're like, you know, I want an NBA. I read only Proust and Balzac and all that bullshit. You guys are
exactly aware of what is going on in the world besides Indian politics.
Really?
So
which is Big Boss, Poland. Wow.
So when stuff like this happens, then I mean, like, you know, there's Twitter outrage everywhere else in the world.
But can you please explain to me how no action taken against Siddharth Shukla if he beats girls in public and on a most well-watched show of India?
I don't know the answer to that.
I think Salman went in and shouted at everyone. But
okay, pause. Okay, well done.
And he shot itself in the foot.
You guys are professional comedians, so I should just let that go. That's fine. Wow, Kajal, really. Amazing. So, I think that's enough. That was too much. Salman shouting at him. Guys, stop it. Yeah. Both of you. The punishment should only fit the crime. Why did you cross the
Lakshmi Rekha? Every second day, Salman enters the house.
Achha.
Okay. One day he did that. So, Madhuri Ma Tulli was not doing.
Because you know it's in Goregaon now. So, it's 50 minutes drive at the right time for him.
Oh,
it's not in Karjat anymore.
No. Okay. It's 50 minutes from Bandra at 3 in the morning when they shoot it.
Cyrus, then you should have gone. He was a hero.
I would have gone. I would have loved to get beaten up by Siddharth Shukla's girlfriend. Can you imagine? Hard day's work, slap. Next day, slap. Wow.
So Madhuri Ma Tulli was not washing the kadai. Okay.
I know, she talks about them like I talk about full name, you know. Amazing. Sachin Ramesh Tendulkar. Come on, tell me more. Tell me
and
more.
She couldn't remember though.
Japanese guy, life partner, unka kya zarur hai bhai? Life partner. Life ki baat hai. Whole life is there to remember the name. Plus you give him an Indian name.
Yeah.
Bolo.
So Madhuri Matulli.
Oh god. I don't think we can get past this.
Was not washing the kadhai, okay, for 2 days. So then Salman locked them all in the house.
Huh.
And then he entered and he washed the kadhai.
Wow.
Is this part of being human? I have to see the MOU. Page 7 bhi likha hai. Just check.
This
check,
is
check
3 days before Dabang release, I think. Oh, that's why.
Wow. Unfortunately, it did so badly, so I have to go back and wash it now. Okay, this is quite bad. Bolo.
So after this fight, I think Salman entered the house again.
And fired this guy?
No. And he left the door open for Shehnaz to go. And now this time, little...
To go where? Leave?
Leave. And then she sat outside and cried, is what I've read.
Without the cameras?
No, the cameras were there.
That is not sitting outside. If your camera is still watching you, then you're already outside. You're still in the vicinity.
In the area. Oh. Shehnaz is the girl who got hit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or not hit, but...
So she is less popular after the beating?
No,
and he is more popular.
He's the most popular. Like,
for beating
I would be very surprised if he didn't win Big Boss.
So what you're saying is in India, beating women is considered to be an act of heroism.
Well, Kabir Singh did really well.
But like we said, that's a work of art and whatever the point of the film.
But still, there were applauses in the in the theater on scenes where
you watched in the theater where people were clapping.
That's what I read.
No, but that did happen.
No, but so I don't know. We have a very strange culture in some ways, right? I mean, like I have been spending some time looking at TikTok because we want to start doing some TikTok stuff.
Mm.
And like one of the very consistent kind of things that trends on TikTok is this thought around or this kind of you know, these pro jealousy videos.
Yeah.
Jealousy is important. If you're not jealous, you don't care, you know.
And catching the cheat.
Huh?
Boy getting back at ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Catching the cheat.
That kind of stuff, right?
So that's a worldwide thing, huh?
Catching the cheat
getting punished in some way.
No, it's justifying the way you behave because she cheated on you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's vengeance.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Vengeance.
So, and you know, it's just this idea that more than anything, you know, if this thought, right? If you're not jealous, you don't care.
And she should be punished.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the reason why they're clapping in the theater. Why would you think like that otherwise?
Yeah, no, exactly. So it's kind of a toxic kind of cultural.
So you're saying that as Big Boss evolves, we'll have to start wearing helmets, abdi guards, that kind of thing. It's like a proper contact sport. You go in there and say, true. Hi, Big Boss. You put everything on and then, you know, it's like going to bat on Perth.
But would you go in next year?
But I'll want an abdi guard. Whatever's left of my, you know what, I just want to make sure, you know, I give me a small guard, but give me a guard.
Yeah.
You won't know, you'll be in a rocket. How about you?
2023.
Oh, she's beyond satellite range. Yeah. She's above a satellite. She's a satellite herself by then. Yeah. Hey, that's her, Kajol. All right.
EMAs.
Let's go to EMAs. Yeah. Lovely. Big Boss has really set the pace for the rest of the year. EMA time.
If you have any questions for Cyrus, write to us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Or you can send an email to whatcyrussays@gmail.com.
And AMA is with the one and only Abbas. Abbas.
Yes.
Abbas, I'll do reverb and you won't know that it's not real reverb. Abbas.
That's a go-to trick.
Abbas.
Okay, this one is...
Abbas, I don't finish. Can I finish my reverb?
Sure.
It's free.
Yes.
Abbas. Start.
None? Okay.
Bas.
This is not a question. This comes from Ushnav Shrov. He actually is a clarification.
Oh boy.
He says, hi, Cyrus.
He's correcting us.
Yeah. I heard Amit on last week's Cock and Bull that 30 plus hours protesters at Gateway were shifted peacefully and not manhandled.
Oh, Amit. Amit, tere ko slap milega aaj Big Boss ke jaisa.
And that they were disrupting traffic. Yeah. I just want to reiterate that both these facts stand false.
False.
So he was at the protest. He says, we were definitely manhandled, pushed and dragged by the policemen and policewomen into the vans and then detained at Azad Maidan for almost 5 hours. Until we were quote-unquote released. There are videos of the same online. Traffic disruption was at a minimum as several people within the committee had delegated this task to a few people who ensured that traffic flowed smoothly throughout
Dear
the time
Mumbai police.
Of the protest.
instead of rushing to catch these protesters and put them in Azad Maidan, please stop the bikers. Come and stand where I'm driving and stop a biker who crosses me from all sides. Can't you catch these bikers? They break the red light and make me feel like a failure because the cameras are watching us and the challan comes immediately. But these bikers just carry on. What about them? The real menace? They never get the real menace. These bloody protesters, what are they doing? Just passing time because college is, you know, boring. But you stand corrected, Amit. Yeah, what do you want to say?
So, I mean, like, I never said that I support them being moved, right? My point was only that this is what I read in the newspapers.
Right.
That they were disrupting traffic and because of that, they were taken to Azad Maidan and let go with it. This is what I read in the newspapers. I don't support this idea. I think that you should be able to protest wherever you want to.
No, but what about the fact that our facts were wrong?
Well, I mean, like, the facts come from a newspaper. We're not reporting on
So we should blame the newspaper then?
Yes.
What is the name of the newspaper? So that they can corroborate the facts. And
unfortunately, I read so many newspapers, so much at the time.
You're good, but not that good. You're going to go down with the ship on this one. You know that. Okay, we'll apologize to Mr. Shroff. It is a Mr.
It is a Mr. Vishnav Shroff. Subject titles had questioned for Cyrus S, but it was just a clarification. He tricked us.
He's one of those guys who can.
No, it's fair. I mean, like, listen, yeah, like, at the end of it, they should be able to protest wherever they want.
Yeah.
Protest,
right? And they should be allowed to correct us, but never read it.
Then I'll get counter messages saying, why didn't you read it?
Just keep ignoring. How do you think the Nazi Germany was built on those foundations? Just ignore.
Okay, this one comes from Mehul Bhatt. Hi, Cyrus. Love Cock and Bull. Your podcasts make my marathon practice fun. Wow. 19 nice. Jan will be my fifth consecutive full marathon.
To listen to us at 5
marathon.
In the morning. Wow.
19 Jan will be my fifth consecutive full marathon.
42. That's not bad. Yeah. How Mumbai has, India has changed in terms of marathon. Yes.
Please release some fun episodes before that so that my mind gets diverted from those leg cramps. And please invite Akash Mehta more frequently. And Abbas, I seriously feel sad for you that this guy keeps pulling your leg.
You are
kadi patta of this beautiful gravy. Is that a compliment?
Well, as a hardcore non-vegetarian, I can't answer that.
So my mom's a social worker. Na? They should always see that social workers are like kadi patta. You need them to make the dish. Mm. And before you serve it, you take it out.
How sad. What social work exactly? Does she counsel Big Boss contestants?
No, she used to work in Sophia's as a social worker.
Sophia College?
Yeah.
Even my mother, as an aside, my mother, my aunt, and my wife are all Sophia. But not same batch, obviously, because that would be tough. That would be damn tough. Oops. Yes, sir.
This one comes from Dr. Omkar Pawar. He's actually sent a snippet that he wants us to discuss on Cock and Bull.
Okay.
So, Burt Ward, the actor who played Robin on the old Batman and Robin 66 show.
Adam West. Killed himself, in the end?
No.
Committed
Adam,
suicide.
Killed
himself.
No. Adam West passed away two years ago.
Okay, correct us, Mr. Shroff, if we can, as soon as possible.
As far as I know, natural causes. Okay. So, Burt Ward recently told that he was given pills by the producers of the show to shrink his penis because it was a little too apparent while shooting because Robin used to wear the short shorts.
Why don't you just put ice?
So, Omkar has said you guys can talk about this on the next Cock and Bull. It'll be fun.
I think this is a story.
No, this is
this is definitely a story.
Kajal, you know, don't make light of the suffering of artists. While you are doing this easy podcast with air-conditioned comfort, close to home.
Can I read out his quote?
Yes, read his quote.
Said, quote, they thought Robin had a very large bulge for television. I took them for 3 days and then I stopped doing that and I just used my cape to cover it.
Sad ending to a lovely story. But I think I understand what the filmmaker is going through. I mean, this is largely a children's audience, and the guy's penis is staring at you like, for lack of a better word, like a big cock. I mean, at some point you're going to get, you know, you can't deal with that. So fair enough from a point of view of, you know.
Which pills are these, Cyrus?
You know, marriage, for example. There's so many
things. Aren't any pills like this?
You want a list of what kills erections? I'll tell you. I've got the list. Mother-in-law. Metro work, motorbikes. Oh man.
Anything more to add?
No, I think this is he's absolutely right to point this out. Mm. Because there is suffering in our line and people don't understand. Imagine what he went through. Mm. A, to take the pills. B, he cannot concentrate on his lines or there's a lot of action work going on. He's always checking his you know what.
I think these are fake pills.
Bang, get them. Charge or whatever. And Robin has to first check that, you know, his own bank robbers are in a state of, well. How sad. How sad.
Okay, this one comes from Shailesh Fulse. I hope I'm pronouncing correctly. F-U-L-S-E.
Mm.
He says, hello, Silas and Abbas. I'm a big fan of your show. I've started listening to your show 6 months ago. After that, I have listened to every episode. Listening to the show makes my office time a little entertaining.
Are you listening at office?
Endorse that.
Yeah. No, actually, okay. It's 9 hours a day. Please listen.
Office time is a waste of time.
Listen to a lot of pocket podcasts.
All the great work is done outside office.
His next line is, I listen to IVM shows in the office instead of listening to songs.
Awesome.
Oh.
I have two questions.
I'm sorry for doubting your office ethics. Please continue.
I would say fuck office.
Yeah. Keep doing what you're doing.
Two questions. Number one, apart from listening to the regular shows, I tried to listen to your old shows. Can you please suggest few old episodes? And second one is, I love your analysis on Lanzo. Can you please increase the timing of the show and add a little bit more, especially when interesting matches are going on?
Okay. Uh-huh. That second part is beyond my control. Yeah. But the first part, I'll tell you which ones are very interesting. I like that one and the other one and the one before that. Those three, if he listens to, he's going to get everything.
Which ones stand out in your memory?
It's damn tough. Every time we have the end of the year thing, I really struggle because I can't remember. Mm. But if you tell me, I remember everything. But it's like a factory after some time. What do you do? This happens with anyone, you know. We just do too many after some time. How do you remember? Right. Then, of course, if you put context, you will remember.
Yeah.
But what,
yeah.
We're coming on 500, right?
Yeah.
We're 470 something right now.
476 at the time of recording.
Right. I mean, so ask him to go 232, 159, and 315. That should be good.
Episode 300 with Malaika and Nikhil Chinnappa.
Oh, so like that. So then even the one with Aisha and Kunal, because there's
that was a really popular one. Yeah,
but they all have different reasons why we like them. Doesn't mean anybody else.
It's
like the person they're making fun of me or whatever.
With Aisha and Kunal was, I think, Valentine's Day downloaded episode also.
Yeah.
Outside of the Ayaz Memon one. That was I think that's the most downloaded episode of
Ayaz Memon.
So
we did Ayaz Memon right before.
Let's get him back.
No, they're recently. We'll ask him to come again.
He'll come. Four bottles of scotch.
The Ayaz Memon one was.
Five, he'll stay forever.
The way it was, because it had, you know, there's some structural reasons in terms of why that got as many downloads as it did, because it's like way more than anything else.
Okay. It's not to do with us.
Well, it is to do with us. It's still people.
The elections were on
show.
And people couldn't take it anymore.
So remember, we were on Saavn for a while. When you were on Saavn for a while exclusively, the Ayaz Memon show was the first show for like the first 5 months.
They pushed it
so up. No, it was the first show on the Cyrus Says thing. So whenever people would come to expand to look at it, they would always see that episode. Yeah.
Oh.
No, so Saavn initially did not have. So normally, when you show a podcast, you show the latest episode first, right? In this case, they showed the oldest episode first.
Right.
And so it took them a few months to get there. So that's why we got a lot of listens on that.
Yeah.
It was a good episode.
If you didn't
anyway.
Explain for so long, this episode would have been listened to.
That is true.
This last explanation killed it.
I'm just looking.
People jumping from towers all across the world. Stop it, guys.
He has compliments for us. P.S.
Oh, God.
Abbas is the hidden gem of the show.
Navratna, you're 7.
GM Capital. I would like to listen to more of your funny side.
Yeah.
A special thanks to Amit for creating such a great platform, IVM. There are a lot of great shows here, and I always refer my friends to listen to some shows.
That's great. I would.
Can he be our publicist?
Yeah, he should be our publicist. He is our publicist.
In a way, yeah. Kajal, not a one word mention.
Episode 22.
Why are we not mentioning
Kajal? I'm just looking through this right now. Mm-hmm. Tell that you should listen to episode 22. That's when I feel like the show really started to come together. That's the one we had with Rushina, Shakti Sardaunkar,
the food guys.
And Chavi. Three girls.
That was
together.
Good fun, yeah.
That's when it really
that
started.
That was the cock and bull opening. Because the more the merrier.
Yeah,
then the
it really
whole social
to,
aspect of the show, the content not being important, but just people laughing
because
for no reason whatsoever.
There were some good shows.
We're like a vegetarian Big Boss. Nobody slaps anybody. What do you think, Kajal? We're doing good, huh? I want to mention of Kajal. She's been at least on 10 episodes by now.
I want
you could have faked it.
The last episode was on. We got feedback on the net. Amit wasn't there, and someone wrote in that was the worst episode.
Because Amit wasn't there. Now we have only one question. Did you write that?
So, some people are very sarcastic. Like last week when Amit came back, someone tweeted, "Thank God Amit is back, the only neutral person on the panel."
Yeah. So, yeah. But you got some people
tongue in cheek.
Some people thinking that you're left of center for
Which
some reason.
No, I want to read out. We actually read Priya Thomas's mail last time, but she actually mentioned Kajal by name. She said she likes it whenever you're on the panel. So thanks to Priya Thomas. Let's take one last question.
You got mentioned a couple of times in the listener survey as well.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No one tells me all this.
I'm sorry, I'm telling you.
I have no access to the survey.
Kajal, you represent a whole lobby for us.
basically women.
No, no. Men who know fish. Didn't you get anything from our bloody episode, Amit? Men who understand fish and live with their mothers and have Bengali accents. There's a little bit of this and that. Yeah. Bolo.
Okay, this is from Rakshit Agarwal. It seems to be an inside joke. Tell me if you get this. Hey, Cyrus, I hope you got the audio message from Akash Mehta on WhatsApp. I was the one who went in the show. Yeah. So how are you feeling, Mr. Social Media Influencer?
Yeah, right. Akash just wants to screw
what's
with my brain.
What's the backstory?
You know, when you're the elder guy in the class, in the school, and you get a junior, you want to bully them on the bus or something. Akash bullies me on WhatsApp. So he sends me, because he knows my bad fingers will take 15 minutes to unravel what's going on. So
he called me twice this weekend. Huh?
Who?
You.
By mistake, right?
I can hear your conversation in the background. Yeah.
Those are the least of my crimes. This guy sends me something with a 4-second audio thing, which is a very short message, knowing that first I won't be able to get it on. And when I do, I'll not pick it up. So I have to play it 10 times. He's a bastard. He's a fucking bastard. And yeah, so that's the inside joke. They're just playing with my electronically challenged mind. It's not fair.
He started the mail by saying, Namaskar, Shailesh Bhau.
Yeah. Which is normal.
That's all the questions we have this week.
All right. From Sally's Bow, and all the Bengali men will know their fish, and everybody else here, thank you and good evening.
Good evening.
Or good morning. Depends.
In Japan, where the satellite and rocket will take off from, it's 8:30 in the night, which is the time for supper with his name. Mitsubishi,
even I have
Toyota, Honda, Sabyasachi, the designer from Bengal, likes fish. No?
Let's just wrap this.
Grab the fish.
No.
Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Bored Brocha. I'm so bored. I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me. Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.
And that's what Cyrus says.